Brian, Catalans this week, another tough challenge.
Yes, we've come unstuck there last season. In the Super 8s there, it's a very tough place to go. You'd like to be in good shape and good form going over there, and we're a little bit off there, so we've got a challenge in front of us, but what we are is very keen, very determined. It's so early in the season that our main focus is maintaining performance, getting a performance and maintaining that.
How have the players reacted in training this week to last week's defeat?
Well, I've got to be honest, they were very flat at the start of the week, as you'd imagine. It was a huge disappointment. The second half especially was a huge disappointment, the way we played. I thought we'd give that game for the first 40 minutes a real good go and give ourselves every chance. But it was the flatness in the start of the week came from our second half performance. We knew we were a lot better team than that. And they took some picking up, actually, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But they worked out as hard as always, and you get some determination and motivation out of how you prep and how you go about things, and that's never in question with these group. They're a hard working bunch, so by the back end of the week we'd started to get a bit more confident and get a bit more determined about this challenging trip to Catalans.
Is that one of the main challenges of having a World Club challenge so early in the season, that you've got to peak for that and then get back to the week to week stuff just 6 days later?
I suppose I'd substitute the word peak. We don't physically peak. We are where we are, where we're at physically, so early in the season. With Jason Davidson and Andy Barker and all the strength and conditioning coaches, they put the fellas in a great position to play, whether it's the start of the year, middle of the year or the end of the year. But the mental approach to the World Cup challenge, I think that's... I'm not sure it's a peak as such, but it's certainly a focus that you've got that you wouldn't normally have. And I think it's a great thing. I think I've gone on record before and I say it's not a distraction at all. It's something to get ready for. But what it is something that you don't usually have to deal with. So, whether you win or lose that game, it takes a fair chunk of your focus. It takes a fair chunk into it. So, we turn our attentions now to Catalans, and in many respects, it's almost a bigger challenge than the week before. Getting on an aeroplane, going out there. The week after as well. The week after that is, I think Wigan played Thursday night. They played last night. We're in the airport now doing this interview on Friday, and we're out to Catalans. And it's just ironic, isn't it? The two of the teams that featured in the World Club Challenge have probably got the toughest fixtures the week after.
You mentioned about the mentally draining and mentally recovering from last week. Physically, I mean, there were some big men in that Cowboys side that we had to run up against constantly for that 80 minutes. Physically, how have the guys responded to that?
Yeah, they're bruised and battered, and it's one of those you think the dressing room looks a little bit like it does in round 25. But that's not to say that they didn't recover, and we're ready for the challenge ahead. There's a challenge at the moment with us, and we're in a situation there where we've got some very important people missing, and some members of our durable group. The Carl Ablets, the Jamie Jones Buchanan, the Stevie Wards, those fellas that regularly do, plus 60 minutes for you, and especially Carl Ablets' case, he'll do 80 minutes for you. And they chew through a lot of that dog work that you've got to have on the field, which allows the other people to play well. Now they're in the team. So there's a few people doing each other's jobs at the moment, and it just alters the dynamics of what we do, and certainly on Friday night on Sunday against North Queens and Cowboys, we missed a lot of that dog work. We miss a lot of those tackling machines that those people provide for you.
Oh, you'll be missing Mitch Garbutt this week. He begins his suspension. It's going to put even more stress on your forwards, but you brought in a couple of young lads as well to freshen things up.
Yeah, we're not finalised the bench just yet, but between Mitch A. Church, Jordan Baldwinson, Anthony Mullally, they'll all feature there. Jimmy Kynehurst and Josh Walters, I thought, did really well when they came off the bench on Sunday. They'll both feature again. And what Mitch Garbutt did was a bit silly, but I understand he wanted to protect his teammate, and he got a bit emotional and passionate. But there's no real place for that type of thing. In the game today, you can't get away with it. And Mitch his remorse is almost at a record high. He's feeling really bad about that. That he's let his teammates down, and we're a man down this week. So, it's just a bit of an added challenge there.
How pleased were you with Anthony Mullally? A tough game to come into for your first game after such a long layoff with the injury, but he put himself about.
Yeah, he did. He did and got some. You know, he got to feel what it's like to make some tackles and carry the ball again. You know, those leg injuries, they're a difficult one. Shoulder injuries and wrist injuries and rib injuries, they can still run the players, but those leg injuries where they can't run, it's such an upheaval getting back playing. He's pretty much had the whole of winter off without being able to run because of that niggling ankle injury that he had. So in that respect, he did well. He came on, he carried the ball, made some tackles. He didn't get the greatest amount of game time, but nor did he intend to either. That was just a bit of aliveness for him, and he'll certainly feature more this week.
Looking ahead to Catalans, what have you made of them this season?
Do you know, history tells you don't read into Catalans. They'll go through periods where they're not great, and they look at some images, and they're probably not where they need to be. But then at the same time, they have the ability to just turn it around within 3 or 4 days and be a very good team. So they're a different team at home, for sure. But Hull's just done a job with them at home, so there'll certainly be a reaction from them, and we'll be well aware of that.
Looking at the players they've signed for this year, clearly there's some intent down there for them to kick on in the Super 8s this year.
Yeah, for sure. Their intentions this year, based on who they've signed, is probably top four. That's where they'll be at. You know, they won't be talking about just making that Super 8s after round 23. They'll be wanting to make top four after the regular season. So, you know, they're going to be a force this year, and where they're at the moment is probably not where they want to be. But then, as I've already said, that can turn around in 7 days.
They've brought in Willie Mason. Looks like he'll be making his debut against us. He's certainly a character within the game.
Yeah, for sure. Him and the other big fella they've got. They've got a sizeable pack. They're a very aggressive pack. And Willie Mason, he's got a good reputation, hasn't he? Whether he's playing in one club or another, where he's been over here in the past with OKR, so you know he knows a little bit of Super League, and I'm sure he'll be able to make a good impression.
Changed the preparation slightly this year. Last few years we've flown out on the day and flown back. We're going out a day early. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, I'll change it up. Kick-off time as a bearing. Every time that we've... Oh, wrong. Most times that we've flown out on the day and flown back in the day, it's normally because it's an 8 o'clock kick-off on the night time. And there's no real benefit in staying the night before. The night before is meant to be a benefit in your preparation, but... You know, when it's the 6 o'clock kickoff, which it is this time, it makes it a bit of a sharper day, shorter day for you, which, you know, the best preparation then would be to, fly the night before. We've been here for a few years, so we'll have a look at this and we'll do a team run over there while we're out there. I'm not sure it's going to be a deal breaker for us, but it's just changing things about.
And the under-19s travelling over, they kick off their season against Catalan. As a club, we've supported Catalans over the years to bring their team. It's good to see them in the under-19s league this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And any club, it's never mind Catalans, but any club, the future's always going to be in the youth. And you only get juniors who are ready to play first team by playing, you know, some regular competitive games. And them featuring our 19s, that they've got to deal with all the travel. They've got to deal with our second best players in our competition, and our next cabs of our rank can only enhance their standards within their club. So it's great to see. And, you know, while we want to beat Catalans this weekend, I think everybody who's a fan of rugby league wants, you know, the Catalan team to go on and progress and make some headlines. Who knows, make a final, and who knows, win a final. You know, that's speaking as a fan of rugby league. We just hope they don't have that success this weekend.
And just finally, on the injury front, the guys are about, any sign of them coming on the horizon back into play?
There's a couple close. Jamie Jones-Buchanan may well feature next weekend in Huddersfield, but if he doesn't, it's more likely going to be Wigan the week after. And Bo Falloon is in a similar position. If he doesn't play against Huddersfield, he'll certainly play against Wigan the week after. Stevie Ward's still months away. Danny Maguire's still weeks away. Tom Briscoe's still weeks ago. Carl Ablett's still weeks ago. But you know, especially Tom Briscoe and Carl Ablett, they're not as bad as we first feared. So we just wait for that to settle down. They're both still in boots. They'll get the boot off at some stage in the next 10 days, and then we'll have a look and see, you know, how much running they've got to do before they get back. Ashton Goulding, who had a similar injury, but he's got a bit more damage there. He's going to be a little bit longer, so he could be about a couple of months, 6 weeks, a couple of months. So, you know, we've still got a lengthier list there, and you know, we've still got some people who are a while off coming back from playing.